the voice of Ted Sambat from Enemies of the People, one of over 100 films being screened at the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries in Prague. Ted has spent years tracking down and speaking to former members of the Khmer Rouge in his native Cambodia. The result is a series of groundbreaking interviews, including one with Pol Pot's one-time right-hand man. Enemy of the People's co-director Rob Lemkin told Ian Willoughby about Ted Sambat's remarkable journey.
He spent 10 years trying to find a way of getting the truth about the killing fields and the millions of people that died in Cambodia in the 70s from the people who ran the Khmer Rouge and from the people who did the killing. And it was a very personal, difficult mission. He was motivated by his own family who had died in that time. His father was killed, his mother died, and his brother was murdered as well. This is what really led him to keep going for 10 years, to gradually, weekend by weekend by weekend, make these people trust him and speak to him about the truth of what they did.
What has he achieved with this quest of his?
Well, he's achieved a much greater understanding and amount of information about the Khmer Rouge regime than has ever been gathered before. And for his own personal point of view, he has reached a kind of an understanding of what it was, what the violence was that destroyed his own childhood world. And for him, that's a very important personal achievement.
Among those he speaks to is the so-called brother number two, or the second in command of the Khmer Rouge, Nun Chia. I was surprised that he would speak to anybody. I know he's an old man now, but I was surprised he'd speak to anybody at all.
I think that he is a man who wants to put his account of history on the record. And in doing so, he has come to trust Sambat as the person who can help him put that account on record. In putting that account, of course, he is admitting to huge responsibility for huge numbers of deaths. He's not denying that, but his feeling is that before he dies, he wanted to at least give Cambodians and people in the rest of the world his point of view on this appalling period of history.
Ted Sambat's method is to, over many years, build up the trust of these people. Did the presence of your cameras impede his interviews at all?
No, and by and large, the exclusive and extremely secret revelations that take place in the film are done by him alone. I filmed with him for the last 3 years. I was working out the kind of interviews and questions that we were going to put in the interviews, but for the very secret things with Nun Chia. And also there is a scene in the film where Nun Chia meets two killers and they all discuss why they all were involved in such killing. This is the kind of thing that really only Sambat and a Cambodian that is trusted by these people could do.
Has the film been screened in Cambodia, and what's the reaction been?
Well, the reaction in Cambodia has been immense. It has not been screened there yet, but when the film first premiered in the United States at the Sundance Film Festival, it was the top news story for about a week in Cambodia on the radio and in the newspapers, and there is a huge anticipation for the film. We are currently negotiating that premiere, which we hope to take place in May in Phnom Penh.
Ian Willoughby was talking there to Rob.